You are listening to WRVU Nashville Vanderbilt University. 3+1 is the magic number.
It's that time again for the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville Vanderbilt University Radio. That's right, y'all. Okay, today we've got special guest, special in-studio performance by Jubal's Ken. How y'all doing, folks?
Hey.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. It's awfully early.
It's really morning.
Where'd y'all pull in from?
Well, we pulled in to Murfreesboro last night from Chattanooga. We played a show last night in Chattanooga.
Word up, Chattanooga. Choo choo. All right. So
that's right.
Yeah, so we got some bluegrass for y'all, some Appalachian cosmic psycho. Nah, it's not it's not all that, but it's pretty daggone awesome if you ask me. But, all right, so we're just going to go ahead and get into the music. They're going to do a 3-song set, and then we'll come back and do a little talking. But, all right, without further ado, Jubal's Ken. Here we go.
All right.
We're doing Cowboy Blue.
Thank you.
Jubal's Ken live in studio. That's right, y'all. Okay, so sounding good out there. Hope everybody is enjoying it. Y'all can go to wrvu.org and click on Studio Cams and watch click on the guest studio cam, and you can watch video of this happening in here right now. There won't be any sound on that link, so you'll have to listen to the music player there on the left. But okay, all right, we got everybody straight.
Where's the camera? Wait, Casey, if you want to call it, I'm working on a levy.
Thank you. night to a girl named Grace, and I'm still working on a levy. She still brings me buckfuls of disgrace. I've been working on a levy.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, Jubal's Ken live in studio. All right, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
How yeah, good, good. You all want to play one more and then we'll Let's get into it. A little interview there.
We'll do one about a bird.
All right, awesome. All
right. Oh, yeah. Maybe a good
idea. Let's do a
chicken. Let's do. Also about a bird.
It's a chinkapin so I can tune mandolin during the interview portion.
Maybe, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we're doing a fiddle tune about chinkapin hunting.
Actually, this is about a nut.
Yeah.
It's about a nut. No, we were going to do cuckoo about a bird.
Oh. But then you said this is also about a bird.
Oh. Isn't chinkapin a bird?
No, it's a nut. That's
oh, it's a nut.
we just came to a circle.
So we're going to do a song about a nut.
Very nice.
Speaking of nuts and fiddle tunes, you should come out to a square dance. We're having it Avenue 9 tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow's
Saturday. So. Yeah.
Tomorrow night is square dance night.
And I, the monkey, is the crazy, with crazy us and some crazy other guys. So
yeah.
Wait, square dance is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
And the contra.
There's
dance.
A contra dance tonight.
The where's the contra dance at?
The regular contra dance is at the church. Is it the Presbyterian church?
It's at the Presbyterian church on 12th South. I know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Nashville Presbyterian Aviators.
And that's the regular contra dance.
Wow, we're great promoters.
let's see here. I think I've got it written
We can play this and we'll figure it out. I guess.
Somebody just look up. Nashville.
All right.
Yeah.
Jubal's Ken live in studio. Here we go.
Thank you.
that's what I'm talking about. If that don't light you on fire, your wood is wet. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. This is the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. We got live in studio, Jubal's Ken. All right. What is up, y'all?
Great things.
Howdy, DJ Raj.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Especially fine music. Okay, so Jubal's Ken, y'all have got three shows coming up in the next 3 days here in town, right?
Yep, I, the Monkey, and Jubal's Ken do.
Yeah, well, and then that that third one, actually, the Puckett's one,
yeah,
just got canceled.
Got nixed. Because
not
of...
Three.
Huh? Okay, so...
So two.
All right. Because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it is on Super Bowl Sunday and all that. So,
I think both of them two are dances. They're both like Eye of the Monkey dances.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're two in... Eye of the Monkey is what me and Roger and then Casey and Joe Overton and T-Claw.
Right.
So
yeah, tomorrow night... And well, the Contra Dance tonight, you'll be able to come out for the regular Contra Dance if you feel like it. But then tomorrow night, too, is more like a square dance, and that's where T-Claw, he'll be calling some square dances, teaching people how to square dance if they don't know. And that'll be a good time.
Yeah, it's. I always go out there with my girlfriend. We have an awesome time. It's super cheap, and
yep,
man,
is.
I mean,
awesome.
You just smile your face off when you're out there. You know it. For people out there in Radio Land, Galen just spit some water through her nose, I think. But
Galen just exploded.
That is awesome. Okay, but yes, square dances—they are awesome. There's one Saturday night at Avenue 9.
Yeah.
And that's out by Cummins Station. You just, like, if you were to walk out straight of Cummins Station, it'd be across the parking lot over there. It's kind of hard to find, but yeah, it's on it's Avenue 9.
You should come out. It's going to be great. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So y'all been on a big long tour here lately? Or?
Lately, not really. We took the holidays at home.
All right.
Spent some time in Florida for a little bit, a couple months. But we hit the road at the end of January. So we'll be out for the month, playing a lot of square dances and contra dances, and filling the nights that we're not dancing in with some Jubal's Ken, like singing gigs.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
So why square dances? I mean,
we love them. They're great fun.
Yeah, I think it's really neat because I think nowadays everybody, they go to concerts and they just kind of sit there, and they, I mean, they might bob their head a little bit, but they don't know how to really enjoy it, you know?
Totally.
But to have someone calling a dance and everybody really getting down, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really good things going on in the whole dance scene here in Nashville lately.
Yeah. And y'all are kind of spreading it across.
Where are we going, Raj?
There's going to be lots of places. And it's really popping up. I mean, square dancing specifically is like popping up and becoming a cool thing for like communities and young people, I think, a lot to really dive into. We're going to be in like Louisville, let's see, Charlottesville, Virginia, Bloomington, Indiana, Kalamazoo, Michigan, near Chicago. We're doing some stuff. So, I mean, all these little pockets of, and some of them are places where square dances have already been kind of getting off the ground past year or two. And some of them are just, you know, they're just starting up. You know, we're finding spots like in Knoxville a couple nights ago. We just had somebody find us a spot in this warehouse where they turned into a bike collective, like a co-op.
Yeah.
And so we just went into their little underground garage area and had a square dance. It was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, square dances, I mean, I think everybody's so sick of just staring at Facebook all day, and they just
want to get out.
Yeah, they just don't know how to interact with each other, and to have, you know, where you're dancing with 30 people within 2 minutes, it's really cool.
Happy.
Yeah, man, you're just having the time of your life. But okay, so y'all are from Florida. What turned y'all on to, like, you know, string band music?
String band music. We were in Arkansas on a family trip, and we heard just some old-time music there and kind of fell in love with it, I guess, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Very nice.
And so ever since then, just kind of kept playing it and loved it. And now it's like, it's ingrained in us. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I can definitely tell. That's good stuff. Let's see here. Let's see. Y'all have got one album, that's right?
We do. Came out, I guess, over a year ago now.
Okay.
It was done here in Nashville with Compass, or at Compass Records.
And where can folks find it?
Online, jubals-kin.com, jubals-kin.
Plus iTunes and Amazon and all those.
Very nice.
Those online spots.
Y'all got anything coming out
soon?
Yeah.
Well, we're working at it. We're all those wheels are turning.
Very nice.
We're hoping to get a new record out this year at some point.
That's cool.
We're pretty excited. We don't know where we're going with it yet, but.
All right.
But yeah, stay in touch with website or Facebook and.
Right, and that's
we'll be getting something out.
Jubals ken.com mm-hmm. or facebook.com/ Jubals Ken, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. What else did I have for you? Let's see. So who's Jubal?
Jubal, he was the first guy to make or play a stringed instrument way back in history.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I can dig that.
The first guy.
Very nice. So when was that supposed to be? Or
when
yeah. Genesis? Like when
like
was
way back?
Oh, we're getting biblical. We're getting biblical up in here.
We're getting biblical.
Okay. Yeah, I need to study up on my Bible here on my Old Testament.
The beginning of the Bible.
Yeah. Very nice. The beginning of time. Okay. Well. I guess y'all ready to play some more music?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, we're going to kick into another 3-song set with Jubal's Ken.
Yes, sir.
Y'all enjoy. All right, here we go.
All right, now we're going to do a song about a bird. It's not about a net this time.
Or a squirrel.
This is called Cuckoo Bird. We just got a music video out for this one, so. Started playing it again.
All right, here we go.
Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain ever so high, so I can see the pretty bird as she goes waltzing by. The cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies, and she'll cause you never more trouble till the first day of July. Well, I play cards in old England, and I gambled over in Spain, and I bet you, $10 that I can beat you at this next game.
very nice. Jubal's Ken live in studio on WRVU. All
oh,
right.
Let's do another one.
Yeah.
Let's do
Red Rockin'?
Yeah. Do another one off a record real fast. It's called Red Rockin' Chair.
It's the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of red rocking chair.
Sugar baby, no. Ain't got no sugar baby, honey baby, now.
Very nice. Jubal's Kim live on Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. All right. Okay.
This is fun, man.
Yeah. You know, let's see here. I told y'all that y'all play six songs, but man, it's so good. Could y'all play us two more? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Very nice,
so long, and like either Fiddleton or Shady Grove or Come Out the Wilderness or something like that.
Yeah. Just
All right, Jubal's Kin, they have a show tonight, a contra dance. Just maybe Google or use your favorite search engine for Nashville Contra Dance. It's at the Presbyterian Church on 12th South, I think.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do one called So Long here.
All right.
My bow is stuck. We're working on it.
No problem.
Cause I know you won't go.
N-word, N-word. But, sorry. Hang on, it's coming.
Come to your malfunction.
And when times get hard, and when work then gets slow, I've gotta go. And you gotta go.
Beautiful. All right, so Jubal's Ken live in studio on WRVU. This is the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. I told him asked him to play six songs, but man, that's so good. We gotta get y'all to play at least one more.
Phil tune. Yeah. All right, we're gonna do a Phil tune. Which one? Booth. Booth.
Booth. Shady.
All right, this is our opportune time to pick it up a little.
Say what?
What'd you say?
Do what now?
Do what now?
Well, I'm not sure these fellas. I got a big competition over at the Livestock Pavilion, and I am gonna win that blue ribbon. I'm just walking that thing you do quote right now.
Have I ever told you boys you look great in red?
I told you that yet?
Luke? Oh! Who's Luke? When do we get our record? All right, this is our political statement of the morning.
All right.
Booth shot Lincoln.
We're going to set you on fire here.
Thank you.
right, Jubal's Ken live in studio on Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. All right, man, I really appreciate y'all coming in.
Appreciate for having us.
Yeah. Roger, Gail, and Jeffrey, and Casey, I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. They have a show tonight, Contra Dance at the Presbyterian Church on 12th South, I think.
Eye of the Monkey. Band.
Yeah, Eye of the Monkey.
Totally.
And then they'll be doing a square dance. The Eye of the Monkey was, string band will be doing a square dance tomorrow night at Avenue 9. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And we're going to ride y'all out with Blind Melon. 3 is the magic number. Here we
Blind
go.
It's the magic number, yeah it is, it's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get 3, it's the magic number. In the past, in the present, in the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart, in the brain, in the body, you'll give you 3, it's the magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod. A table stand, and it takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. Yeah. And every triangle has 3 corners, every triangle has 3 sides. No more, no less. You won't have to guess. Now it's 3, can't you see that it's a magic number? A man and a woman had a little baby. Yeah, they did. There were 3 in the family.
The pattern once more. fortunes of fables are able. Now witness the quickness with which we get home to sing the blues.
You got to live the blues alone. Alone in a world so cold.
right, folks, we are back just like that. That was the Be Good Tanyas with Doves Cry, When Doves Cry. That's a Prince cover. Before that was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Carry On. And before that was Blind Melon with Three is the Magic Number. And we just had an in-studio guest, Jubal's Kin. They really rocked it out, man. That was some really good Americana music. I hope y'all enjoyed it. We got another in-studio guest coming up. You can check out the info on facebook.com/deliciouselixir and get more info there. But I'll tell you more about it now. They are called Fly Golden Eagle, and it will be February 29th, Leap Year Day. So it's going to be pretty magical, and I think y'all will enjoy it. So I'm going to play you a track off the new album. It is called Far Out. Hope y'all enjoy it, and we'll see y'all next week. Here we go.